Family health practitioner Dr. Malcolm Grant says a study has been done to identify why some people experience certain symptoms weeks or months after first being infected with COVID-19. He says the study reveals that some patients are at a higher risk of developing long COVID.
A percentage of patients, unfortunately, do have or do go on to suffer with long COVID. And it is more common in individuals who have not been fully vaccinated. Long COVID symptoms can run the gamut from neurological, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, forgetfulness, acceleration of Alzheimer's-like symptoms, dementia. You could also have, you know, worsening or onset of Parkinson's disease. You can have shortness of breath, which could be either respiratory or cardiological. You can have diabetes can come on, extreme tiredness, I mean, even mood changes, depression, anxiety, etc., can all be part of long COVID. So to cut a long story short, yes, shortness of breath could be COVID-related. And if it is COVID-related, it definitely falls under the heading of long COVID. The individual should be assessed. An assessment may include what we call a heart workup in addition to a chest x-ray to see if there are any obvious scars and so lungs. Not all is lost because some patients continue to improve with time, but the only time will tell essentially if these symptoms will fully resolve or to what degree they will resolve.
Dr. Malcolm Grant. Regionally, a new study by the Center for Global Development and the Inter-American Development Bank has found that many companies in the Caribbean and Latin America survived the COVID-19 pandemic by slashing investment, but that this decline now threatens to constrain the region's economic recovery. To reverse the situation and to prevent it from leading to a type of economic long COVID, governments in the region should actively pursue a series of policies to help companies boost investment and hire new employees. These are among the key findings of the new report, which examined the balance sheets from a large number of companies across the region and discovered that, despite an economic recovery in 2020 and 2021, capital levels at companies are still at 20% lower than they were before the pandemic began. And internationally, North Korea says everyone who fell sick since the country confirmed its first COVID-19 infection has recovered. On Friday, state media reported zero fever cases for a seventh consecutive day. North Korea refers to fever rather than COVID patients due to a lack of testing equipment. Experts say North Korea has one of the worst healthcare systems in the world and has no COVID-19 treatment drugs or vaccines. I'm Colvin Harry with today's COVID-19 update.